Approaching nuptials. Burial of Lieutenant Grosvenor Hatchett, R.I.D. Devine's Previdence. Lus de. Art thou gainer sense uncompetite? Limited? Anna Lyncha Porrible? 1 and 11. United we stand, even many offered. Don't forget. I wish auspicable thieves date for the stork derby. It will be 1,000s of 1 paddies, and soon to bet on drums of bliss, with hapsalap troth, hipsalude prudity, hopsalot honesty, hoopsaloop luck, after when from midnights onwards the four-poster hop quartetto, Kiski Vico, Carlastus, Torstai, Tansia, Periantai, Pelea, Lavantai, Yasunantai, Christianismus, Kyrialisus, Kyrialisus Christianismus. While as this pell over his finish. Come hither, Horus, thou mighty man of valor, elder man adaptive of Capel Isnod, and Zephon Zephun, a lawn bricks number, till I find you a falter in law, to become your son to be, gentleman stealer, general man sea lord, Goss and Boss, Hungiest and Horusa, John Jemsons both in salesmanship, said the head marine's talebearer, then said the ship's godfather in the scat story to the husband's catcher, and either you does or he must stand this moment same, said he. So let laid pacts be, being betwiggy, he said. By my main makeshift, he said, one fisk and one flesk, as flat as Eastmund Admonson, you, your iron slides, and so humpty dump as Padley McNamara here, he's a hardy canuta. For the two breasts of Bombay are her soilers and her toilers, if thou wilt serve Idior as thou hast sailed. Brothers both, brothers coats, ye have swollen blooders oaths. And Gofar said unto Glidion, and said he to the no-wedding captain, the rude honorable Humphrey, who was praying God of Clothilda's by the 7 bosses of his trunk targe, he would save Bucklesome when she wooed beloved on him. Come either, said he, my merry time mare loop, you wooten wall, said he, into the shipfolds of our quadruped island, bless Madhu, Mardike, Lusk, and Kong. Blast Neddo's Bray, and no more of your maimed acts after this with your cautoros and criados to every tome thick and heavy, and our onlyness of his revelance to your altitude. The ill-followable staying in wait for you with the winning word put into his mouth, or be the holy table, as Horrocks Tola hath most cares to call it, I'll rehearse your commandermens and first mather you entirely. As puck as that Thaddeus picked the pun and left the lollies off the foil. A trinity judge will crux your boom, Pat is the man for thy, aye, aye, and he poured him behind of the wishkus, mingling a sign of the krushk. I pope tithe thee ocean, said he, Oscar Vorta, said he, Eri Vikinger, said he, intra trifum triforium trifoliorum, said he, unconditionally, for first of Gilgale Gauls, and hero chief explunderer of the clans Aciltic, said he, the streamerous mastress to the sea as cuddy call mans, and let this douche for you as a holy a puzzlers, and for all the puckleens to the wakes of you, said he, out of the Helsinki of the Hawthorners, and be damned to ye, said he, into our roomy O'Connellic relation, said he, from which hour this pledge is given, Terra truly Ternatrine, if not son towards 1,000, like expect christen Athams, to which I Oscar your God's battering sailor, for as you got gold, whereafter a gooden diggin, and with gooder and skewer from Ossian buck fared again ferios, feuded hail so hame till Adar, in that the Lloyd mav hersey on your sail, and nomen an hour, speaking us and. Nonsense, you snorsted? He was hearted considerable against all religions overthrow, so wherefore the talkers pocker the big bug micklemanded store exploder, would he be wholesale sold, daduped by priest Goodfroden of the sacred haunt suit in Dieblin Balkley at Dunkirk St. Patricksburg? But hear this, and hear, ah, herra, my rear admirable Pather Polson, said he, consistently, to the second-named suitor, my lately lamented sponsorship comes and round that wine and lift your horn, said he, to show you're a scholar, for winter you likes or not, we brought your summer with us, and Tomkin about your Leif Eurekason and his undiscovery of a miracle be the rolling forties, he said, and on my supper crappy dam, as Harris himself says, to let you in on some Chrismian doctrine. Here is the ninthest pork of a man whisk swimmies in Dublin water, from Ball's Codden Eastmost till Thurston's Lickslip, and, said he, whiles the heart of lucky swain sloughed in his icebox, for to think of all the sorts of smucklers he would be have in his duty frees, being for looper to her, prayed his peal to our good Saint Brandonius, Phileus of Acara, spouse to Finlog. He has the nicest part of a little woman in the house, Lachito Lachato, Lachama Duiro, Tina Batala. Sif for your fob and a tesura a store for you, es Lucy lamp as when the surge sees sombrun, that he dotes upon of any living pluskebel to child and foster. That's the leap year's wonder of Tottigo new school. 2 titty 2 at win-winny 1, tramity trimming and funity fair, with a grit as hard as the Trent of the times, but a touch as saft as the Dee in flowing, and never a hydro Jenny, the like of her lightness at lookin' you leap. Read o' romancing, long Evman's Invern, about little Annie Rona's, and all the Lavinias of Esther yours, and pleading for them to herself in the periglous latch hangs over her trickle bed. It's a piece of fortune, if it never falls from the stuffle. And when that malore is over till next time, and all the primrosses are out dress parading, and the tubas toot toot for the glauru of their god, making every dinny dingle after her down the dargle dell, and wait a while, bluster bus, you're marched and 2:40, and don't start furling your laddens till you've learned the lie of her language. When it's somewhere calding, and she can hear the piano tuner beyond the beyonds in Cumbria, sleepy talking to the Wilch Muntons, titting out through her dromer window for the fly-end of a touchman over the wishters of English Strand, when Kilbarrack Bell pings saxolaisance that conchesses with Sinbad's May, pong, where our Dolly Mon sees the phantom shape of Mr. Fortunata's right, since winksome Miss Bulkley made low to her wrecker, and he took her to be a rovero, and playing house of ivory dower of gold, and gift ye soil me peep at my prize, which it's a blue lagoon for her and a bleak-eyed Susan, if she can't work her miracles and give Norgay-Borgay good Irish timers, while her fresh racy turf is kindly kindling up the lover with the flu, with a rory-bory ellas would set an airy wedding on fire, let alone an old hump-a-polymus with a boom-a-porter on his brain, Aiden Bay sigh and die, as booky viddy, 29 to her dozen, and cuckoo him de dulcy dovely to his old caw-caws, huggin' and moonin' for his strict private ear, which there's no pure rube like an old pool ruber when your puller beer turns out Bruin O'Lewin and beat his barge into a battering pram with her wattling way for Cublin, and be me fairy fay, said he, the marriage mixter, to curse son of Joash, her coke's fonder, wiry eyes and winky hair, Timpion a beach your Andraw's Meltons, and his love sang of the short and shifty. I will turn my thinks to things o' love, and I will speak but 3's 1's, said he, my truest patrion's good founter, poles apart and zones asunder, tie up in hates and repeat at luxure. You can better your 2 blue Protestant arson, Tyler Bach, after roundsabouts and donnocks and the volume smoke, though the clonk in his stumble strikes worn, and where he laid out on that counter there like a Slavocrates amongst his skippies, when it comes to the ride honourable, said he, that's to make plain Nanny Nishir's a full Dina Marquesa, and all needed for the lay, from the Hersey on the Monte, with the room in her burge, down to fork piece and buckle catch, elding my elding and lift my lift, in the privacy of a perma nocturne, hap, said he, at that meet hour of night, and hop, said he, and the firsty Anna's ever so tried, whiles the breath of Poppy Hollispond swamped in his sea chest, for to renumber all the Mally Medeer's long roll and call of sweetheart Emmers that ever had a port in from Coxenhagen till the brothels on the Nile, While taillight is yet slipping under their pillow, ill omens on Kitty Cole if she's spilling laddie's measure. And before sing mattings in the fields, rings and rings and bings, Harry the Conquerant Aero, and the Reverend Fox Gutman gives us I'll Bell the Weld, or the Steeple Poise Revenger, and all Thingavalley knows for it's never dawn in the dark, but the deed comes to life, and raptest bride is aptest breed, the lassie, the lassie. And to buoy the hoop within us springing, 'tis no timber tar she'll have then in her arms braced to doll the dally dandle, our fiery queen, upon the night of the things of the night of the making to stand up, the double tet of the overseer of the seas who cometh from the mighty deep, and on the night of making Horus to cry humph over his enemy, be the help of me cope, as so plues the riches of the road shields. With Elizabeliza blessing the bedpane, at the will be done of Yinko Jinko Randy, come Basto Basco and Hippy Chip Eggs, she will make a Suomese pair and singlet, jodhpur smalls and tailorless, a copener's cribful, leaf, bud and berry, the divlin's own little mimicking puss, hip, hip, Horatia, for my old comrade Saltimar here, brigantine general Sir A.I. Magnus, the flappernooser, master of the good life-bark, Ullivan Green of Onslaught, and the homespun of her hearth. Fuss his father was the north-northeast, and Muss his mother was a glue-pot, and gravy dock or groovy anchor, and a hull-red persunk manohood, who, with a chen-chen for his delight-time and a bonsai napping through his doze, he is the bettest bluffy blonde blubber of an old widgeon that overspat a skettle in a skib. Caw-caught, coo-caged, and Dob did glow that night in Fingal of Victories. Canmother and Kathleen sang together, and the three shouters of glory, yelling, half-viewed their hearts. Surly Tool smiled upon Rear Dartula, and Ross Cranna's Bulga Boyo begirlified the daughter of Cormac. The soul of every else's body rolled into its old soul self. A double month's license, lease on mirth, while Hooney Moon and her flame went honeysuckling. Holy Rishia, what boom of bells! What battle of brags on Sandgate, where met the mobby mobbed his bibby mabbing through the rice. Even Tombs left Doss and Dunnage down in Demidoff's tomb, and drew on the door-nailed clogs that Morty Manning left him, and legged in by Ghost's Town Gate, like Pompeii up to date, with a sprig of white boy's heather on his late Luke Elcock's heirloom. And some say they seen old Dummy Death, with a leaf of bronze on his cloak so grey, trooping his collar apace to the rear. And as awfully posh, with his half-crown jewel, as if he was the Grand Duke Mechel, or Pastor de Grace on the Route de l'Epée. It was Jubilee Jeu, that all sorts jour. Free stouters and public ranks, hafts on glaives. You could hear them swearing treaties on the Kimilaya Mountains, man, and giving it out to the owl for hawk and louth-mouthing after the healy-mealy with an emphasis to bring down the reign of Tara. Never to let her, ever to mind, the grandest be the haley seen or heard on earth's conspectrum since Scape the Goat, that gaffer, ate the Saunders Bible. Hadn't we heaven's lamps to hide us? Yet every lane had its lively spark, and every spark had its several spurtles, and each spitfire spurtle had some trick of her trade, a tease for Ned, nooks nestled for Fred, and a peep at me mow for Pierpaul. So that Father Matthews looked tay totally trebled, but Dano the Dane grimmed, doom. Twer yeg will elsker doughty land, meet the juice in him, to cannons roar and rifles peel, will shant I soloes sang. For there were no more tyrannies, and for lax embras was passed the copper to our laders. And it was dim upon the floods only, and there was day on all the ground. Thus street spins legends, while wharves wove's tales, but some family feud felt a nick in their name. Old vicars sate down on their airs and straightened the points of their lace. Red rollies popped out of their lairs and asked what was wrong with the race. Mick Namorra used dripping in layers to shave all the furs off his face. The Berkeleys and Coyle Finns paid full fines for their sins when the Cap and Miss Cooley were roped. Rollo raped. with her banbacks hoist from holder, zig for zag through pool and polder, cheep, cheep, cheep and laughing jack, all orgas scorning, see the Bolshore picture's motion, and Kitsy climbs this mine, eloping for that home in Finn's Hotel Fjord, Nova Norning. Where they pull down the cuddle and they made fray, and if thee don't look homey, well, that Duke can eye me. He go to birth, and she caught a manage, and Vol's gorse mundum gan a wedst. Knock, knock. Vol's where? Which war? The twins. Knock, knock. Woos without. Without what? An apple. Knock, knock. The Kildare mast, one, then, and a hundred. Hair, foot, birdie hands, herring a bone, bee's knees. And they Barney danced a Catherine round to know the who and to show the howsome. Why was you hiding, Morder of Morders? And where was Hunty, Papa the Gun? Pointing up the skyless heaven like the spoon out of Sergeant Major's tay. Which was the worst of them famix couplets? He's heard of hoarding and her face is altered. Becoming ungoing, their seeming sames, for though that Liamstone deaf do his part, there's a wind treetop whipples the damp off the morning. But tell us it all as if well as it sends. And the lunger it takes, the swooner they tumble to. He knows he's just thrilling, and she's sure she'd squeam. The three-legged man and the tulipy dewy dress. Clud, he'll miss thee. We're brimming to hear. The durst he did, and the first she ever. Paganine bush, this isn't the polka. Catch as you can when Highland fling. And you, Tim Tommy Maloney, I'd tittle your bairns if you stick that pig pin up into me. So in the names of the Walder, and of the Sol, and of the Holy Crossed, Og so wear it, trisex none, and by way of letting the aunt out of her gross proper, and leading the mokes home by their gribes, whoops about a plebiscite of plebiscites, alamam elamon, poison curls on this mountain of delude, and in the high places of delude of Israel, which is Hara Harim, and the Jublin's old mountain over against Vikings, from your tarns, thwaites, and thorps, with tufts and fosses, fells, house and shores, luns, garths and dales, mentioning the magnominous as so will is the littliest, the mirio hast with toroidal coil, era area round wanton a jockey, fin above wave after ducky down divvy, trader arm a slung beauty belt, the former velican and nana carlikivna, summer lad and cinderenda, vultivar and viv, how big Bill Brine Borumota, first took his gauge at lil lolly lavender wader, since when Capriol legs covets limbs of a crane, and was it the twilight, or the mount of the yar, or the faint of her smell made the sea men assault of her? In imagicine all, whim whim, whim whim, to the latification of this generation by new humorization of our Christianization. As the last lyre in the earth be gaily wail, the first lady of the forest, the toots pardoozle so of l'amour. For the joy of the dew on the flower of the fleets, on the fields of the foam, of the waves of the seas, of the wild main from Borney home, has just come to crown. Snip, snap, snoody, new historian goody, of a little trip trap and a big tree schooner, for he put off the kettle and they made three for five, and if heck don't love Alpie, then lad, you annoy me. For Hannigan with Hannigan, still horn to hunt, to find their Hinnigan, where Papa Pearson O'Reilly na Tullymong and Mac 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 Whackfell the Deblin on the Dublin Daddy Doodled, and unruly person creak to jest. Gestapo's to parry off Cheekers or Frankfurters on the Oder. Fine again, Coulson. Peace, O Wiley. Such was the act of Goth stepping the talk of Doolin, brain and plantage, wattle and daub, with you'll peel as I'll pale, and we'll pull the both to ground to gutter. Testes touchwood and shen's stone unto pop and puma, calf and condor, under all the gauspices incorporated, the chal and his chi, their romerin over, grib grub grab raining trippity trappity, so far shalt thou flow else thy cavern hair, to whom she, and it liken and please thee. Till sea lump became dumped, a bump slump a little bed, alto la alamash, or gay, camper damper, to jetty to wharf, all the weight of that mons on his little rib eunuch. Him, that grand old man, to be that hard of hearing aforesaid, and her the petty tonder with the fix in her changeable eye, which see, Lord, me lad, he goes with Blowbeard leady plashous stream. But before that his lordship was converted to a land shop, there was a little theagamajig incident, that hoppy-go-jumpy January morn, when he colluded with the cad out on the beg, amidst the funeral gams of those oaf-mast Fenians, for whom he's force cause the bridge of the piers at Inverleffy, mating puntine of their engagement, sin-bildizing graters and things. Eek, isn't? Oh, nilly, not all. Here's the first cataraction. As if ever she cared an Aswan dam about her harpoon sticking all out of him, wet between Phoenix's calipers and that sourdanome sheath. Drat ye, gospodin. Kenny thought ye dinny oozle. While the sit was leaking asphalt like a suburbi aurealis in his roar was tucking to him like old boots, 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 boots. Interruption. Check or slow back. Diversion. Why, wonder of wenchelos, what o sesame open vidur est doing, vidur est being. But how thing thingajari means but this being becoming in Zidur? Ke? An O. It is nay not him what foots like a glove, shoe, handshine, or pad padomkin. Softly, anni slavi, sushi is slow yaneska. The aged, crafty, mummy-feed confusionary, over-insured, ever-lapsing, accentuated Kate Catterson, clopped, clopped, clopped Darcy Dobry back and along the dancing corridor as she was going to pim-pim him, way boy Wally, not without her complement of Cavarnon men, between the two death-dealing allied divisions and the lines of ready-present fire of the Corktagens upstored, taken in giving the salute, band your hands going in, bind your heads coming out, and remarked to herself in her serfs alone, a weirpovy, willowy, dreevy drawly, and the patter of so familiars far abroads and behomians, as she sure snows, boo for a booby, boo, new uses in their musy fume, the Jamisons is a cook in his hair, and the Ginnises is a rape in his hind, and the bulling dung caught the wind up, dip. And the message she brought below from the missus she bragged above that had her agony stays outsize her sari chemise, blanking her shifts for to keep up the fashion since the king of old Ronnings kissed her beeswixt hand. Fang, pierce me, hunky, I'm full of meanders. Her fees like a tub-tail of mundane clothes, fed to the chaps with working medicals, and her birthright pang that would split an atom like the 40 pins in her hood, was to father huncher a howdy-dowdy to mountainy mutts in her amnest plain language, from his sayin' a one, his hot-and-tot lass, to pierce his rope-loop ear how, podushka be prayhazed, now the sounds of his loins were a-winking and waking, and his daughter of the hush lillabilla lullaby, lead us not into reformication with the poors in your thingdom of gory, O moan. Once after males, nonce at a time, with them Murphy's puffs, she dursted with nutmegs and the brambury cake for dour dorted dumpling ober matam beatum and eps up the fot. And if he was wishful to lecture her caudle with chesty chash from his Dorburg den and noviny news from Knoll, or toplots talks from Morion baths, or a parrot sprait's cure for encephalized lethargies, spicks my spoon and the very blessed spoon was her hour for the chambers in Salicopodium with love to Mellus Panicostello from XYZ for to folly Billy Bobbis Gibbets Portsy Punsy, and she was a wantin' for Demerara to take her genial glow to bed. This is time for my trouble, reflected Mr. Gladstone Brown in the toll hut. It was correctoristic from that man of Delgany. Dip. This is me vulcanite smoking, profused Mr. Bonaparte Nolan under the nate cup. One feels how one may hereby reignite the ground old Mahonagian. Dip. And this is defender of defeater of defaulter of deformer of the funst man in Dane law, willing toned in with this glance down his browen, and that born appalled noodlum, the panelite pair's cummel delimitator, odding, Oliver White, he's as stiff as she's tight. And this'n's his speak quite hoarse. Dip. In reverence to her midgetsy, the lady of the Camorius, as magis to our own one's goth stature. Prosim, prosit, to the crook. Oh, rum, it is the comicalest thing, how it pickles up the punchy and the jude. If you'll give me your thing to me, I will gae me a sing to thee. Stay where you're dummy, to get her to go there. He banged the scoop, and she bagged the sugar, while the whole pub's pobbled on a stair. On the midset in wall, with its chromo for all, crim-crims, showing whole minag's asses sat by almanac's men, cannons to ride with them, cannons that leapt at them, woolied and flundered. So the Katies came, and the Katies came. As so gang Sludgenose, and that hench wench what hopped it, doneth there, doffed the doors. Silence. Yes, we've Conthon print, and its gloss so gay, how it came from Findlater's Yule to the day, and its hey tallach toe on the king's highway, with his hounds on the home at a turning, to Donnycombe Faring, Milliken's Pass. When visiting at Isla Chapelle, taste the leap of the waters from Carloman's cup. It telly how's its story to their six of hearts, a twelve-eyed man, for whom has majesty, who since his died drown, reign before the Isba. Ow, 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 ha, heyish! As stage to set by ritual rote for the grim, grim tale of the four of Hyacinths, the Deafield Carp, and the Bugler's dozen of leagues in Amour, or how Hollis Pollis went to Parkland with Mabby and Sammy and Sonny and Sissy, and Mop's valet de shambles, and all to find the right place for it by Peeper Skirt or Piper Skirl, when the hunt called a halt on the chivy chase of the ground sloper at that lightning lovemaker's tender appeal, till, between wandering weather and stable wind, wasteland, hostileland, night seal and all trigger, some bully clubber burgerly shot the Russian general. Let us propel us for the fray of the fray. Us be ready. Con uti reinish how rulesh. Ah, lala. Con uti reinish how rurulalesh. Ah, lala. The Wellington Sturm is breaking. The sound of maur mauring. The Wellington Sturm waxes furcilier. The whacka wax of the storm. Katu ta ishis ishis. Katu ta wana wana. The strength of the Rawthorn Generand is known throughout the world. Let us say, if we may, what a weeny wookaleen can do. Ow, ow, owe, ha, hey, shalala. Poor the Ruski, when they all of them then, each in his different way of saying, calling on the one and the same time Hibernian knight's undertainer that was having half for the laugh of the bliss at St. Barbara's, another dose and end once tale of a tublin. Wished unto him, with its olives a-columns, and its hills own ravings, and totty his tour in his no-hair's yacht. It was before, when Aimé stood for Arthur Duke, for the figure in profane, and fell from grace so madly, for Phil the flatter fellow, they were saying. And it was the lang in the shirt and the green of the wood, where obelisk rises when odalisks fall, major thrift on the make, and Jolly Jack's spindrift on the merry. Oh, Mr. Maturin, they were calling, what a top-heavy hat you're in. And there, army made, then they were saying these so pew-pews. And it was Cyclums Cyclorums after he made design on the course, and he want a mess on him, enter elbow ad al tall Adanis, back, seater and sides, and he applied, I'm amazingly sorry, sir. The whole bowl-shouldered boy's width for fullness, measures for messieurs, messes mast. They were say calling again and agone and all over again, the loudly meters, the loudly meters, the lously measlers, 6-1 bar ones. And they pled him be heightened the firing. Dope. Mal to meet him, all to mate them. When a tail tarry shom shanter shavon, for all they wall to pree. Pray. Of this Mr. Attilalaric, and these washwomen, dapple-hued, frony-floored, and feofeeds, who had in-sue, keen and able, and a spindle-song aside, nothing more is told until now, his awe-broom hour, her seer Sahara of sad oak leaves. And then, be old, the next thing is, we are once a-more as babes, a-wandering in a wold made fresh, where with the hen and the story aboot we start from scratch. So the truce, the old truce, and Nat and Boff the truce boys. Drouth is stronger than faction. Slant. Shin shin, shin shin. It was of the Grant, old Gartner, qua golden medalist, Publius Manlius, feudal private. His place is his post, ashore, they said, and we're going to market sore, they said, with a carbon caustic manner. Bequoth of the liberal oider at his petty corporal Ezzo, that hung caught napping from his bated breath. It was of him, my wife and I thinks, to feel to every of the younging fruits, tender rose like an Atlantic's breast swells, or, on a second wreathing, a bright taut bite shimmery shaking for the welt of his plough. And where the peccadillies at his wrist's ends meetings be loving so lightly doth soil the candidacy, me wiping eye sinks of his soft-boiled bosom should be apparent even to our electorate of nullatinentes. All to which not a lot snapped the Nolan of the Calabashes at his whilom you heart photognomist, who by this sum taken was as much incensed by St. Bruno as that what he had consumed was his own panegyric. And what a lot about it, if it was only a pipapuff pigeon shoot, that grace's old get-runner, the man of centuries, was bowled out by judge, jury, and umpire at Batman's biff like a witch-befooled legate. Dupe. His almanence, being a laterally in dispensation with his three older patrons' aid, Providence's divine cow to milk-feeding Melechman, bona facies to Solophides, what matter what all his Freuds say, or who holds his hat to harm him, let Hutch just keep on under it being a vanished consonant, and let Annapel Livybell prettily prattle a lewd all her own, and be that semiliminal salmon solemnly angled in-gate and out-gate. A truce to love calls, dulled in war clothes, mailey bags, things and bleakhusen. Leave the letter that never begins, to go find the latter that ever comes to end, written in smoke and blurred by mist, and signed of solitude, sealed at night. Simply, as says the mug in the middle, nay Brian, nay Noel, nay Billy, nay Boney, imagine twee queamy wozen. Suppose you get a beautiful thought and cull them Sylvia's subsilence. Then imagine a stutterer. Supporter him to being one bigger master omnibil. Then lustily, two to the font and trit on the boxwoods like gay fetuses dance. Imagine up to three longly lurking lobstarts. Fair instance, the Will Woolsley Wellerslayers. Petter, pink him, play pranks with them. She will nod them properly smile. He may seem to appreciate it. They are as piractical jukers men sure to paltipsipot. Feel the wallies dripping out of your finger thumbs. Says to you, Sylves, flowers have ears, he hear. So lowly. So these is budlim. How do, dainty darlim? So peach to pick on you in this way, prue and simple, prit and spry. Hey day to Malster Fonagon, and hopes your heighty tighty licks the manky nuts. And oodlum hoodlum doodlum to yes, Don Teague and Herleg, who the bullocks brought you here and how the hillocks are ye? We want Bud. We want Bud Butterly. We want Bud Butterly Butterly. There he is, in his Barisaluna, the man that shunned the rocks on Geraland, the man that won the battle of the ball. Order, 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 order. And tough, we call on Tancred Artaxerxes Flavin to compere with Barnabas Ulick Dunn. Order, order, order. Milster Malster in the chair, we've heard it since some thousand times, how Berkeley shock the rakish and Germanon. For Aaron boys go brawl. A public plouse. Citizen soldier. Taff. A smart boy of the Pete Freers, 3211, looking through the roof towards a relevution of the Karma Life Order previous to his hoisting of an emergency umbrolum in byway of paraguastical solution to the riddle in his head. All was flashing and crashing, blurty Moriarty Blutcherud. What see, Buddy Walsh? Tell ever so often. But, mottle-edged youth, clerical appealance, who, as his Pied Friar, is supposing to motto the sorry digester in tiff-taff toffiness, or to be degarced forever and a day in his accounts. But da-dam will shun it, till even so aften. See Vastapool. Taff, promptly helping himself out by the cesspool with a yell of Europe, puts up his furry furzed hair. Butley Bitley, hum to our mountings, conscribe him to lusk, aunt, in his jubilant tubulence, the ground sapper, with his soil day sight out on his mould day side in, the gubernier general in lout leaf tunnant of Baltiscaymore, a malthouse for Leperty Hall, and use paramilitary language, the sailors of the Yellavs knocked on Palignol Urdlesh, Sheltas and Weltas and Teltas agom. Sling Stranislang, how Maloratia spikes her coining a speak a spake. Not the satanic stuff that slimes soft Siranush. The good old gunshop mana words for mana simples, tinkers tannet. They did oak hay dough for Changli Meng when that man Deran was big top tomsaw tipside bombas pageant filler. Ejaculate, all lee light, rassemble the glorings of brilliant the breath. When the mollies make halfpence, took his leg for his thumb. And may he be, too, an intrepidation of our dreams, which we forgot at Wyking, when the morn hath raised out Limpalove, and the bleak frost chilled our ravery. Poop, sing Chinglumang, up go, Bobby Cup, let's hear in remember the braes of old. But, drawling forth from his blousum, where is medit abound of his minkastery, switches on his gorse coppers, fling white-o-hite-o langton, fed up the grain oils of Erin, while his laugh neighs bank as that flash o' mine's rays, and his lip on his long wedge wambles. Alla blow, say your nara, pokol san. Man head very dirty by amma noyato. Like old Daldy Icon, when he cooked up his eggs in Bacon. He got of that, and me got of it, and all gawks chelevan got of fudden. Pover old Pichobe, melodestius of Metchenacht, belabert that pench my asso. Bog Carson damn neat, sar gamcant. Limbers afront of him, lumbers be hunt. While the bucks bite his doss, his heart bites the ross, till the bounds of his bays bell the warning. So beta, so barker, he was enmi valped, chromian fastion, with all his cannibal wappens, in his raglan rock and his malacoifed bulbs big, and his varnished Russians and his cardigan's blouse jagged, and his scarlet mancho cuffs and his tree-coloured cami flag, and his perico pendulous gale storms. Here weeks higher purchase. O'Brien is beromst, from cars and polycoffs, the men's confessionals. Several shimmers pleasant time pains, Musumazel's buckwoods look. Tenter and liking. Taff. All Persia's tertias shook at Naratatata at his wagon horses. His bulged glaring stargapers razzled dazzlingly full of eyes, full of balls, full of holes, full of buttons, full of stains, full of medals, full of blick-black blobs. Groats arctic, toad-labens, some garment guy, insects appalling, low hum clangs in. A cheap decoy, too deep destroy. Say, man graphique, mais c'est ne pour daguerre. But, if that he hid forgotten his native glosery far used amid the floras of the forest, his spent fish's livid smile giving all asundry the bumfit of the doped. Come, all you dupes of Wimmingtown that graze the calves of man, a bear reigning in his heaven-spawn consummation robes. Rent! Outraged, ewe-leaved, grained, ballooned, hinder-gored, and volunt. Erminia's cape-cloaked hoodooed man. First he steps, then he stooped, looked. Taff, strick struck strangling like a leal lusky lobliner to me rumber by the cycle of the crews who strangled at a hilooper with what empoisoned El Monte de Zuma, and failing willne nilne, that he was Palap's barn in the mixed of the Crumlin, before he was pop-soused into the monks of the Vatican, makes the holy polygon of the empt on the grease-shaper, a little farther, a little soon, a letter, etc., o credobri. Scutterer of gold, He is Returius on every rotary, the Ljudski so soon of a fitchet, with his Walsh brush-up and his bony bogey brags. But, after his tongue's in his cheeks, with Pink Poker pointing out in routine to impassable abjects, beyond the mist-o-mist towards listener Louis, such as the Jubrian Alps and the Hoof Ribeiro, as where he and his true lock may ever make a game. The field of Carhags and that blousted tree, forget not the fell, for the Lomondations of Aughrem. War for Doons both them. Here, Furry Glen? Nye? Their fiery paths. Tack. With guerrilla man a spear a spore to prink the pranks of prim kisses, and the buddies be hide in the byre, a la blah. Taff, a blackseer, he strove to regulect all the stragglers for wife in the rut of the past, through the widnows in effigies keening after the blank sheets in their family, to the relics of old decency from overdraft. O day of wrath, ah murder of minds, eh Selomoy, O Zululuy, Bernison MacMahon from Osro, bearing nose Easker for sweet proletas on his swoof prowl. End of side 10. To continue, change side selector switch and turn the cassette over.